This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. Good morning on the 2nd of January, 2026. I'm Andy Eubank. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online, ffbt.com, to learn more. We have the latest Indiana farm news and weather. Eric Pfeiffer and C.J. Miller today on the news, including just released details on the $12 billion farmer aid package. The Indiana farm forecast with Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has more improvement in conditions with moderating temperatures as we move into the weekend. And on the market review, Carl Setzer takes a look back on the past year and discusses what's ahead here on the Hat Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a successful farming operation. Those are the same qualities that we at Hoosier Ag Today have in our work of bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest farm broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Indiana agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted ag media source in the Hoosier State. We are Hoosier Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
Details on the $12 billion for farmers and a market outlook for 26. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. We have more details now on the $12 billion farmer aid package announced back on December 8th by President Trump and Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins.
By the end of this month, so just in the next couple of weeks, every farmer that is able to apply for it will know exactly what that number looks like.
And they kept that promise just ahead of their deadline, announcing those details via a press release sent around 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on New Year's Eve. As part of the package, eligible corn growers will receive $44.36 per acre, soybean growers will receive $30.88 per acre, and wheat growers will receive $39.35 per acre. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall.
These payments will help farm families cover critical operating costs, keep equipment running, secure financing for next season, and provide some certainty during uncertain times.
Duvall says farmers are appreciative, but there is still more work to be done.
They're suffering from several years of operating in the red, and many fruit, vegetable, tree, nut, and nursery growers are facing the same increase in costs and instability in the marketplace, but they are receiving less than 10% of the bridge support.
Of the $12 billion, $11 billion will go to row crop producers, while the remaining billion will go to specialty crop producers. In the initial announcement, Rollins explained why releasing these numbers before the end of 2025 was so important.
As you are going to your lender, as you are working to ensure and understanding what you can plant for next year, you will have that number in hand.
And it seems President Trump has received the message from farmers that they truly want trade, not aid, answering this question from a reporter recently.
Are you open to tapping into tariff revenue again, should farmers find they need additional relief to get to that level?
Yeah, yeah. If we're going to make the farmers so strong, and I'm not even talking about financially, because they just want to be able to produce what they can produce.
Find rates for other crops and eligibility details at HoosierAgToday.com.
It's your voice, your values, your Farm Bureau. As a nonprofit member organization, Indiana Farm Bureau is committed to standing up for agriculture, advocating at every level, and educating for the future. Rooted in rural communities, driven by members like you. Be part of what's next. Visit infb.org to learn more.
2025 was a year of volatility for the corn and soybean markets. C.J. Miller joins us now with a preview of 2026.
2026 starting to look a little bit better for us.
And that's Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. He says the grain markets could be impacted in the new year by what happens with some of the outside markets.
Gold and silver finished with their best years that they've had since 1979. We have seen corn, soybeans, and wheat thrown into baskets when you have the managed money crowd show up. If they start to sell off the precious metals, you do tend to see corn and soybeans back off. To see some of this buying come back into gold and silver would not be a surprise.
He says the downward trading spiral of the U.S. dollar could also impact the markets in 2026.
The U.S. dollar, however, going to finish with the worst year it's had since 2017. To see a little bit of weakness in the dollar to start out the year wouldn't be a surprise either, and that is also beneficial for U.S. commodities, particularly from the export sales side.
Setzer adds that the upcoming corn and soybean harvest in South America will also factor into U.S. grain prices this year.
Brazil producing another very, very large soybean crop. As we start to get into December, though, weather starts turning a little bit more negative for production in Argentina. A lot of weather watchers keeping an eye on the developing La Nina could lead to some significant crop loss, as there are already areas that have went 4 weeks without meaningful precipitation.
Check out the full conversation with Carl Setzer. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Taking a look at our setup here, honestly, I'm going to step out on a limb and say we are improving. All right, now if you're like me and you're ready for it to just be spring already, it probably won't be improving enough for your liking. But I do think that we are going to be seeing temperatures moderate next week. Well, not think. I know that we're seeing temperatures moderate next week. And I think here nearby, we are going to be seeing clouds break up more and more. Now, it's definitely going to be more of a factor. Central and southern Indiana, I think those are the places to see the best of sunshine potential here today through the weekend. Up north, probably a few more clouds around. But everybody's going to see less of the grayness than what we've seen the past couple of days. Temperatures, again, still are chilly over central and northern parts of the state today, tomorrow, and Sunday. In southern Indiana, we are going to moderate ever so slightly here today, and the sunshine helps with that. Staying dry through the period as well. I think the next batch of moisture that we have to watch try and roll through is a little system trying to move through the Great Lakes region overnight Sunday night into Monday. Right now, I feel that throws clouds down into northern tier counties, maybe down to US 24, but I'm not concerned about precipitation. Warm front lifts through early next week, so temperatures are on the move to the upside Monday afternoon into Tuesday. Along that warm front, I think we see a few showers in northern Indiana, southern lower Michigan for Tuesday afternoon into early Wednesday. The rest of the week is mostly dry. Well, with the exception of some scattered showers Thursday in the southern parts of the state near the Ohio River. But then we see our next significant front trying to build in the central to southern plains over the weekend. Right now, delaying the arrival of moisture here a little bit. I had been looking at later Saturday into Sunday. Now I'm going to push it back Sunday into Monday. But still, I think there's a front coming, and that front will usher back in cold temperatures for the second week of January, just in time for the Fort Wayne Farm Show. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
This is the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday Farm Market Review. Markets, though, closed for New Year's Day, and Happy New Year to you. I did check in on Wednesday after the market closed with Carl Setzer of Consus Ag Consulting to get his feel for the year end and the beginning of the new year, too. Mostly as the year came to a close, Carl, we saw liquidation, and that was not just on Wednesday, but over a period of several sessions going back to the previous week as well. So a quiet and mostly lower week after a year that was pretty difficult to stomach for a lot of farmers.
Really was. 2025 is going to go down as a tough year. It was tough for everybody for different reasons. We had low commodity values, high input costs, weather situations, weather stress, you name it. And this was across the entire Corn Belt through 2025. 2026 starting to look a little bit better for us. We've got some government policy changes coming at us, but 2025 was a tough year. The one big asterisk that'll go down for 2025 is the trade war that the United States had with China. Now, it was actually pretty quickly resolved. We did see by year end, China starting to come back in. And by the end of the year, China has known soybean purchases of 5.4 million metric tons and another 3.1 million metric tons in the unknown category that are probably likely China. So they're within a stone's throw of their 12 million metric ton obligation that they set. And that's through next August. So China really stepped up here at the end of the year. Soybeans really didn't react too positively to the news because we started looking south of the equator in Brazil producing another very, very large soybean crop. As we start to get into December, though, weather starts turning a little bit more negative for production in Argentina. A lot of weather watchers keeping an eye on the developing La Nina that is taking place. Very, very classic signs in Argentina could lead to some significant crop loss, as there are already areas that have went 4 weeks without meaningful precipitation.
In the year just ended, 2025, plenty of volatility, and I would assume we'll have to deal with that again in 26, at least at times.
Yeah, and two of the big ones that really jumped out at me for 2025 came from the outside markets, mainly gold and silver. Gold and silver finished with their best years that they've had since 1979. The U.S. dollar, however, going to finish with the worst year it's had since 2017. I'm watching this for the economy side of it. Obviously, that'll spill back into the commodity market, but we have seen these commodities, especially corn, soybeans, and wheat, thrown into baskets when you have the managed money crowd show up. If they start to sell off the precious metals, you do tend to see corn and soybeans back off. Wednesday's trade was a classic example of that. You got to remember, we were going into year end. Once we turn the calendar to January, to see some of this buying come back into gold and silver would not be a surprise. To see a little bit of weakness in the dollar to start out the year wouldn't be a surprise either. And that is also beneficial for U.S. commodity markets, particularly from the export sales side.
Carl, we appreciate your contributions in the year just past and wish you nothing but the best in 2026. Happy New Year.
Same to you and all of our listeners.
Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Carl's number is 989-506-1587. The best to you in 2026 from all of us at HAT. I'm Ian DeUbank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.